Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And all I have is yours, and all you have is mine.
Love and peace on this fifth Monday of Easter. This is Carol from the Philippines, reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Today's Gospel is all about love. We were created in the image and likeness of God, not necessarily in the physical sense, but in our hearts and souls. And that is why our innate nature is to love. Everyone has the capacity to love, but ultimately, love is not just an emotion, but also a choice. The reason why there are so many broken hearts is because love is not always a two-way street. We can choose to open our hearts to give and receive love, or lock the door and throw the key. Today, Jesus does not speak in parables. He tells us loud and clear that, quote, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Unquote. God never breaks our hearts. It is people who choose to go against his commandments who crush our hearts. Sadly, when this happens, it is not unusual for us to respond by turning away from God and even accuse him of abandoning us. But it is in the darkest nights when we can see and appreciate the smallest spark of light. And to keep the word means to stand by it, no matter how difficult and unfair it seems. When confronted with moral discernment, our character is shown in our choices. We know Jesus most truthfully and honestly in these times. Jesus reveals himself when we keep his commandments amidst making the difficult choices. Love is shown not only during the best of times, but more so during trials and tribulations. The past 2 years of the pandemic, I quarantined. 95% of my activities were done online, and I went out only when absolutely necessary. I had gotten so used to it that I would actually get anxious when I had to step out of the front door. When cases started going down last December, I found the courage to go out into the deep. I attended my first live Mass on Christmas and started the new year the same way. Oh, what joy, what peace to receive the Eucharist sacramentally. I was absolutely contented to continue staying home and going out only to attend Mass. For 2 years, I was afraid to be with people, and I was grateful I could see them virtually. But in March, some things happened, and I had to make a difficult choice: to remain in my safe haven, where I wanted to be, or break my quarantine. I heard a call to reach out and walk with humanity in the struggle to recover from the ravages of the pandemic, and to stand up and fight for values my faith demanded I uphold. Because life is not about me, but about looking out for the well-being of others and loving them without counting the cost. I prayed for discernment and surrendered everything to the Lord. Finally, I dared to integrate back into the world, and I literally joined the crowd. But life is an echo. It gives back what you give. And the more I gave, the more I received. I wanted to lighten the crosses of others, but it was my cross that was getting lighter, because I received the amazing kind of love that the Holy Spirit pours into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to love by living a life of love, and He sent us His Holy Spirit to teach and remind us of everything He said, so that evil cannot rob us of our inheritance. God loves us unconditionally. Jesus now knocks on the doors of our hearts so He can dwell in us. Will we open it or lock it up? How far are we willing to go to keep and observe His commandments so our love will be a two-way street? Come, Holy Spirit, I need You. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with Your strength and Your power. Come in Your own special way.